Next, an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.
The Russian Federation ended the old year and welcomed the new as one would have expected of a country that has no respect for human beings, human rights, or international law. By continuing its shameless attacks on Ukrainian civilian populations and infrastructure. Indeed, according to the United Nations Assistant Secretary General for the Middle East, Asia, and the Pacific, and the Departments of Political and Peacebuilding Affairs and Peace Operations, Khaled Kiari, the intensity of the attacks is escalating. On December 27th, Russia conducted one of the largest aerial assaults since its full-scale invasion began in February 2022, launching 158 combined drones and missiles against Ukraine. This assault is a stark reminder that after nearly 2 years of this devastating war, Putin's objective remains unchanged. He seeks to obliterate Ukraine and subjugate its people, said John Kelly, political minister counselor at the United States mission to the United Nations.
Rather than peace, Putin chose to mark this holiday season and usher in the new year with an unprecedented number of drone and missile attacks against another UN member state. Current estimates are these strikes killed at least 30 and injured more than 120 others. And these numbers are expected to climb. The blasts were nationwide. There were reports of strikes hitting a maternity hospital, a kindergarten, a shopping mall, a metro station, and other civilian areas.
In defense of this horrendous attack on Ukrainian civilians, the Russian Federation made the absurd claim that its missiles did not harm anyone in Ukraine and that instead Ukraine's defense systems caused the deaths of the victims. The Kremlin's rhetoric and lies do not erase or conceal the horrifying wreckage across the country and thousands of innocent lives lost since the start of the war, said Ambassador Kelly.
This attack is yet another warning of what is at stake. It shows us why the international community must continue to support Ukraine. It shows us why the international community must continue to demand Russia cease its aggression and immediately withdraw from Ukraine's internationally recognized territory.
The United States stands with Ukraine and will continue to call for accountability for the crimes of Russian officials and forces against the people of Ukraine, said Ambassador Kelly. We will not abandon the brave people of Ukraine who are fighting today for their freedom and for their country.
That was an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.